You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal resulted in a tidal wave of criticism aimed at, among others, the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. There is a growing movement to change the way we choose the trustees for the so-called Big Three, Michigan State, the University of Michigan, and Wayne State University. Today, State Representative James Lauer, a Cedar Lake Republican, is expected to introduce legislation calling for a constitutional amendment to change the selection process for the boards of the state's Big Three. With us now to discuss best practices in trustee oversight of public universities is Michael Polyakov. He's president of the American Council of Trustees and Alumni. Thanks so much for being with us, Michael.
It's an honor to be with you, and you're addressing a topic of extreme importance. I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Well, first of all, just how many other states choose their trustees for public universities by a statewide citizen vote, an at-large statewide ballot?
Michigan is unique. There are three other states that choose their regents or trustees through district-level election, but statewide general election is unique to Michigan.
The council, the American Council of Trustees and Alumni, recommends trustees be appointed by the governor, which is what's being proposed here in Michigan. Why is that?
The accountability line is so much clearer when the appointment is gubernatorial. That's to say, a trustee needs to be a person chosen for skills that the trustee will bring to the board and needs to be someone whose appointment can be traced back to the appointing authority for accountability. And gubernatorial appointment is the cleanest way to do that.
Some critics have said this isn't going to take politics out of the equation, and it could wind up shifting it to the governor, where he or she can stock the board with political allies or reward special donors. Why is this still a better way?
It is not a silver bullet, but the governor will be in the public eye for those choices. And that is much better than people being chosen essentially for their political charisma rather than for the integrity and the expertise that they will bring to higher education governance. It is not easy to be a good and effective trustee. A good board will have a wide range of skills that are appropriate for the institution, and that's done much better through a selection process that comes through the governor's office. And again, it reflects on the governor. The voters will ultimately be able to hold the governor accountable for playing politics rather than serving the best interests of the state and the institutions that serve that state. It has an openness, a transparency, and a cleanness that is better than any other existing system.
In other states, Michael, have we seen safeguards that kind of provide a buffer from this favoritism and stocking the board with people who have done you favors?
It really does come down to a matter of the accountability of the governor for his choices or her choices.
So you wouldn't see, for example, maybe the legislature vetting or approving those choices?
The idea of getting some kind of reviewing board has certainly been aired, but it seems to add more complication than it does light. And then the accountability line is murkier than it would be with direct appointment.
What about term length, term limits? What do you see working best there?
Term lengths are essential. The system in Michigan of 8-year terms that are renewable is simply an invitation for old ways of thinking to be replicated over and over again. Term lengths should not be longer than 6 years at the maximum and should not be renewed for more than 2 terms.
Who do you feel are ideal candidates for trustees? What kind of background or expertise is most helpful on a university board?
Let me start, if I may, with what they're not. They should not be cheerleaders for the institution. They should not be chosen because they are the writers of large checks. They need to be people who understand that their mission is to serve the public, to serve the public through the institution, not to serve the institution before the public's interest.
Okay. So when you think of background and think of someone who would be a successful, good, effective trustee or governor, what might that look like?
A person who understands the needs of the state and the nation. That's to say, someone who understands what it means for a student to be educated for citizenship, for career, and for community. Employers often bring to the table a very keen eye for what they expect out of the institution. That's a very valuable voice. People who understand the academic mission are essential. Often people at a large university who understand law, medicine, business, the constituencies that will draw upon the graduates.
If you were to look across the country and hold up one state system as a model, a best practices model, whose would it be and how does it work?
We've seen some very good outcomes from gubernatorial appointment. Virginia has gone through some hard times, but in all those instances, the direct connection with the governor's office was a real advantage. And indeed, that's what most states do, the overwhelming majority. It would be difficult to pick out one over the other.
How many public universities do you see struggle with the makeup of their boards? I mean, how prevalent of an issue is this across the country?
It is not uncommon. That's to say, trustees have a very, very challenging task. They need to be well-informed. They need to be highly engaged. They need to listen to every constituency, but not be beholden to any one constituency. And it's really quite common for there to be difficulties on boards. One of the most common, however, is passivity. Not only public boards, but private boards often are lulled into a sense that they can delegate authority to the administration, to the faculty, rather than taking it upon themselves to be informed stewards, not micromanagers, but people who will give policy guidance that's based upon their informed understanding of the needs of their states and the needs of the nation.
Just to put a fine point on it, your belief is that a gubernatorial appointment is the best way to get that kind of trustee.
It has the greatest chance of finding those sorts of trustees. As I said, it's not a magic bullet, but it is better than any other system. It's important to remember that of all the systems that are being used, the idea of statewide election really is suboptimal. What is crucial, and I suppose we need to emphasize this point more, the board needs to be transparent. It needs to be accountable so that the awful things that happened at Michigan State University are far less likely to happen again. I'm actually very heartened by their choice of their interim president. I think Governor Engler understands the need to be transparent and accountable and will bring that ethic to the board as well. As I said before, this is a very difficult job, and it will certainly be helped enormously by having a board that is willing to show itself to the public, to reform, to show that it has discovered weak points and that it is engaged in remedy of those weak points. That's what Michigan needs right now.
Michael Polyakov is the president of the American Council of Trustees and Alumni. Michael, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Great pleasure, and I wish the people of Michigan the best of success as the universities move forward.